Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're finishing off Hebrews chapter 8. We're looking at verses 10 to 13. They read, "This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, for I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. By calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete. And what is obsolete and aging will soon disappear." Well, he continues his quote from Jeremiah in this section of Hebrews chapter 8 and finishes off by drawing a conclusion from it. This new covenant is wonderful. It's meant to be a new relationship with God that is much closer than it ever had been before. When he says, knowing the Lord, they will all know me in verse 11. That knowing is very intimate. It's something much closer than just an acquaintance. It's about knowing someone personally in a very real and deep way. And that kind of knowing the Lord was reserved in the past only for the prophets, but now it's for everyone. The priests used to be the ones close to God, or at least as close as one could be. Now all of us have that opportunity, and it is because of what Jesus has done. And this is the emphasis of the writer to the Hebrews. Because of what he has done, we have access now to God in a way we never did before. An access that was prophesied in Jeremiah's day, and now hundreds of years later has become possible. It's become true. Of course, the implications here are that this is written perhaps in the late 60s AD, when the temple is still standing, although it's threatened. Perhaps the writing was on the wall for Jerusalem and the temple, because otherwise he'd have said it has already disappeared. But it seems to be close. Will soon disappear, can be translated, is ready to vanish away. And in truth, the old covenant system soon was to vanish away once the temple was destroyed. And so the writing is on the wall for that covenant, but the new covenant is here and the new relationship is ours. Of course, the people that the writer is writing to understood this, but what's going on? Why is he having to remind them? It is perhaps because, although they know that the old covenant is obsolete, it is still attractive. And why? Well, we all have a sentimental attachment to things that are obsolete. When I was a young man, still living at home, my parents gave me an old radio. I think it belonged to my grandmother originally. They gave me this radio, and it was my radio through my teenage years, and became my friend. It was very old even at the time. It had valves that glowed in the dark and it took time to warm up when you switched it on. It took a while before some sound would come out of the speaker. I became very attached to that radio, and it's long since gone, but if it was found again, I would love to have it in my house and look at it. However, it is obsolete. I would not want to listen to the radio through it anymore, because modern radios are so much better in their sound and in every way. My attachment to it would not be to do with its quality, but to do with its sentimental value. And it seems this is what's happening to the first century Christians that are from a Jewish background. They are sentimentally looking back to the temple, to the old covenant, to the priest, to the ceremony, and thinking, oh, we miss it. And yet what the writer is saying is, don't go back there, because if you go back there, you will miss Jesus. For Jesus is the one who's brought in this wonderful new covenant. Stick with him. Remember those things fondly in some ways? Okay. But on the other hand, look forward to what you have now. Let us also, when we look back with an understanding that perhaps past religious experiences were valuable in their way, but what we have with Jesus is so much more important. Well, next time we go on to chapter 9. Until then, if you want to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And in iTunes, if you type in MCCX and look under podcasts, you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.